Opa, hello, it's me, gorgeous. Chari, hello and welcome mga kabetchang. It's me, your gatetective, Martin Rules, and welcome back to my channel. And you guys know what time it is. It's Philippine True Crime Stories. I know, ang tagal kong nawala, pasensya na. Ang hirap lang talaga pagsabihin ng work tsaka ng passion mo. Yung time na imbes na mag-film ako, pinapahinga ko na lang kasi super pagod talaga. Pero ang importante naman talaga, we're here, we're queer, at welcome to the latest episode. Oo, the comeback pack. Anyway, kung kayo ay mahilig magbasa at mag-research ng mga true crime at mystery na nangyari sa Pilipinas, mangyari lamang na ipadala ito sa phtruecrime@gmail.com. Yes, you heard it right. Pwede nyo na yung ipadala sa aking email, sa ating email, para mabasa ko yun sa mga susunod na episodes because wala akong time mag-research, mga be. So, ayan, kumusta naman kayong lahat? I hope you guys, girls, and my non-binary friends are safe and healthy. Kung bago kayo sa aking channel, hello, my name is Martin. Tuwing Huwebes, gumagawa ako ng video tungkol sa totoong krimen o misteryo na nangyari sa Pilipinas habang nagmi-makeup. Kaya naman kung interesado ka sa ganitong klaseng content, I highly suggest na mag-subscribe ka na sa aking channel para naman tuloy-tuloy na to be. Oo, paabot nyo ng 10k ito, matatapos na yung 2022. Huwag mo rin kalimutan na i-click yung bell button para naman makalampag ka pag meron tayong bagong uploads. And lastly, if you have any questions tungkol sa topic natin for today, or sa mga makeup na i-apply ko, huwag kayong mahiya na magtanong sa comment section below. Okay, so yung last upload natin, if I'm not mistaken, 3 or 4 months ago, ay tungkol dun sa mysterious case ng Spanish soldier who allegedly teleports from Manila to Mexico. Panoorin nyo rin yun, mga beh. Nilagay ko na lang yung link sa description box. Pati ako naloka, oo. And for today's video naman, magbalik tanong tayo at pag-uusapan natin yung Balangiga Massacre. Babala. Ang mga susunod na imahe, istorya, at description ay maaari makapagdulot ng takot. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Okay, so, nangyari ito noong September 28, 1901 during the Philippine-American War, kung saan tinatayang 40 American soldiers ang napatay sa surprise attack ng mga residente from Balangiga Town, Samar, Leyte. By the way, disclaimer, I'm not a historian. Yung mga details na nandito sa episode na ito are the ones available to me during my research. So, heads up lang. Also, if I missed something, pasensya na. You can correct me naman sa comment section. Pero other than that, let's continue blending. Charet. For sure, well, di ako talaga sure. Pero baka may katulad ko sa inyo na hindi nalaman itong kwento na to sa loob ng school. Eventually, nalaman ko na lang to nung naging mahilig ako sa true crime, history. Correct me if I'm wrong, hindi ko kasi to napagdaanan sa klase. Oo, hindi ata ito na ituro sa amin. Baka absent ako noon. Oo, pero let me know sa comment section din kung kasama to sa mga tinuturo sa school. Pero kung hindi, then I'm correct. Charing. Oo, sa pagkakalam ko, hindi siya tinuro sa school namin. Oo, hindi ko alam kung bakit. Kaya somehow, I am thankful din dahil may internet kasi I can search yung mga history na hindi na ituro sa akin during nung nag-aaral ako. Also, sa pagiging gay detective ko, kaya naman, I'm sharing it with you para hindi ka na mag-research. Ganoon. So, before tayo magtungo dun sa nangyaring massacre, alamin muna natin kung saan ito at bakit ito nagsimula. Oo. Of course, alam naman natin to na we were colonized by the Spanish Empire noong 1565 to 1898. Pero by the late 19th century, unti-unting nagko-collapse yung Spanish Empire. And of course, Sobrang daming factors na hindi na natin maiisa-isa dito sa video dahil kahaba lang ito ng bonggang-bongga. Nagkaroon pa nga ng Spanish-American War na tumagal ng 8 months from April 21 to December 10, 1898. Yung pagkatalo ng Spain lost their sovereignty over Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines. And both parties formalized the end of their war by signing the Treaty of Paris. And the U.S. paid Spain $20 million U.S. dollars or $623 U.S. dollars in 2020 currency. Isa sa mga unang pag-add to cart sa history ng Pilipinas. Tsareng! We went from being colonized to being colonized again. Oh, gusto nyo yon? Pero sa ibang lahi naman. Walang pahipahinga mga best, ganon. Noong mga panahon na to, yung na talagang presidente na si Emilio Aguinaldo ay nag-exile sa Hong Kong as part of peace agreement with the Spanish. Tinawag yon na Pact of Biak na Bato with Spanish Governor General in exchange for 400,000 pesos. Habang nasa Hong Kong siya, he made an arrangement with American Representative Consulate and of Commodore George Dewey na makabalik siya ng Pilipinas para matulungan niya ang Estados Unidos na puksain ang Espanya. Pagkabalik niya sa Pilipinas noong May 19, 1898, ongoing pa rin yung Philippine-American War. And ito, familiar to sa inyo, noong June 12, 1898, the Filipino declared their independence from Spain. Pero dahil nga binili tayo ng mga Amerikano sa mga Espanyol under the Treaty of Paris, ang tanong, at na-exam tayo nito, malaya na ba talaga tayo? Ems. Kaya naman, yung tingin ng mga Filipino sa Amerika noon or sa mga Amerikano noon na parang hero nila, naniligtas sila sa mga Spanish, ay biglang nagbago, oo. Ayun, kaya naman the next year, February 1899, nagsimula naman yung Philippine-American War. Nag-issue si Aguinaldo ng Proclamation of War against the United States na tumagal ng 3 taon. Sinunog pa ng mga Amerikano yung Malolos headquarters ni Aguinaldo. That's why Filipino government fled northward at nag-resort tayo to guerrilla warfare. Yung insurrection ni Aguinaldo was brought to an end noong March 23, 1901 noong nahuli siya sa kanyang headquarters sa Palanan, Isabel. He took an oath allegiance to the United States and was granted pension mula sa US government and eventually retired to a private life. End of the story. Thank you so much for watching. Charot! Di pa tapos te. Sana nga ganun lang kadali, ba? Diba? Pero dahil nga meron tayong bagong master in town na either will loot or subjugate the people, merong bagong rules ang mga mananakop at para ma-implement ito, they have to show power. Kaya noong August 11, 1901, yung Company C ng 9th U.S. Infantry Regiment ay dumating sa coast ng Eastern Samar. At pagkatapos, nagstay sila sa town ng Balangiga to close its port. Dahil gusto nilang i-cut yung supplies, reaching the Filipino guerrillas dun sa lugar. Kaya naman itong si Brigadier Robert P. Hugh na nagko-command sa Visayas at responsable sa Samar, instigated an aggressive policy of food deprivation and property destruction doon sa bayan. Sa unang buwan ng Company C sa Balangiga, nagkaroon ng extensive fraternization between the Americans and local residents. May mga friendly activities katulad ng tuba drinking among American soldiers and male villagers. Okay, bago tayo magpatuloy, gusto ko muna kayong tanungin mga kabetsyang, do you ever wonder how I create my podcast?
Gusto nyo bang magsimula na rin ng sarili ninyong show at i-conquer ang podcasting world pero worried kayo sa recording, editing, at iba pang masasamang elemento na maaaring pumigil sa vibe ninyo? Well, worry no more, honey, dahil sobrang easy na mag-start ng podcast ngayon using Anchor. Libre lang today, at sa mismong app, you can already record and edit your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at marami pang iba. As your detective, I can attest to the fact that Anchor is guilty for being the easiest way to make a podcast. So download it now on App Store, Play Store, or access it via the website www.anchor.fm for free. Anchor, everything you need to make a podcast. Now back to the episode.
Meron pang baseball games and earnest demonstration sa plaza, to name a few. Merong dalawang rason kung bakit nagkaroon ng tension yung mga Amerikano at mga Balanggigenyos. Una ay nung pina-clean up ni Captain Thomas Connell, commanding officer, yung buong town in preparation for a visit by a U.S. Army Inspector General. Because of this directive, yung mga townspeople started cutting down vegetations, fruit-bearing trees, para yung mga American soldiers have a better view of the surroundings. Yung mga natitirang rebelde ay ikinagalit ito dahil tinanggalan sila ng source of food at yung mga townspeople daw ay nagiging friendly masyado sa mga Americans. By the way, nakalimutan ko ata sabihin na yung leader ng mga rebelde ay si Lucban, also known as General Vicente Lucban, na pinadala sa Balangiga noong December 1898 to govern the island. Ito ay of course in behalf of the First Philippine Republic under Emilio Aguinaldo. At yung ginawa ng townspeople under the directives of the Americans na putulin yung mga namungungang puno ay violation kay Lucban regarding food security. Kaya noong September 18, 1901, may pinadalang mga guerrilla si Lucban para bigyan ng sanctions or balaan yung mga residente. Yung mga guerrilla ay may dalang bolo pero hindi natuloy yung threat dahil kay Captain Eugenio Daza, staff member ni Lucban, at yung parish priest na si Father Donato Gumbao Libot. Pangalawang rason ay noong September 22 that same year, merong dalawang lasing na American soldier ang nasa Tuba store at sinubukan nilang molestyahin yung babae na nagbabantay sa tindahan. Natigil lang ito nung dumating yung dalawang kapatid na lalaki nung babae na nakipagbuno sa dalawang Amerikanong sundalo. In retaliation, si Company Commander Captain Thomas Connell rounded up 143 townsmen para sa sapilitang labor to clean the whole town dahil may darating ng mga superior. Dinitain sila overnight ng walang pagkain sa dalawang conical Sibley tent na ang kaya lang i-accommodate ay 16. The next day, yung 78 detainees remained and yung 65 were released dahil sa age at physical infirmity. In order din ni Connell na kumpiskahin yung mga sharp tools sa mga bahay-bahay nila at sirain yung mga inimbak nilang bigas. Dahil sa pananakot ng grupo nila Lucban at panggigipit sa kanila ni Connell, yung mga Balanggigenyos decided to fight for their honor and their right to peaceful living by plotting against the Americans. So ito na nga, a few days before the attack, si Valerio Abanador, town's police chief, tsaka si Captain Eugenio Daza planned the attack on the American unit. Si Abanador yung tinuturing na isa sa mga mastermind at yung nag-iisang babae na si Casiana Jeronima Nacionales. They were assisted by 5 locals and eventually dalawang guerrillas from Lucban's group, si Eugenio Daza at si Sergeant Pedro Duran. Lucban played no role on planning the attack. Nalaman niya na lang ito a week later. Mga 500 men and 7 attack units take part and they represent all families of Balanggiga. Si Abanador at Dasa, nag-disguise sila as workforce na mag-aayos for fiesta. Also served to address Connell's preparation for his superior's visit. Nagpainom sila ng tuba sa mga Amerikanong sundalo para malasing. Mm-hmm. And hours before the attack, women and children were sent away to safety. Para ma-mask yung disappearance ng mga babae sa madaling araw na church service nila, 34 men from Barrio Lawaan cross-dressed as woman worshippers. Period. These women ay may daladalang small coffin na kagad naman chinek ni Sergeant Scharrer sa may sentry post malapit sa church. Pagkabukas niya ng kabaong ay nakita niya yung patay na katawan ng bata at sinabihan siya na namatay ito from cholera epidemic. Kaya naman pinayagan niya itong mga ito to pass through. Hindi niya alam yung ibang kabaong ay may lamang bolo at iba pang armas. Noong September 28, 1901, mga 6:20 and 6:45, the villagers made their move. Si Abanador grabbed Private Adolf Gamlin's rifle and hit him from behind using rifle butt. At pagkatapos, winagayway niya yung rattan cane above his head at sabay sigaw ng atake mga balanggi ganon. And then yung bell sa church rang seconds later to announce or signal that the attack had begun. Sumugod sila sa mga sentries kung saan yung mga sundalo ng Company C were mostly having breakfast. Yung mga guard outside the convent and municipal hall were killed. At naalala nyo ba yung mga Pilipinong hinuli at kinulong sa Sibley tents? Well, they broke free and made their way to the second floor of municipal hall and killed the officers na naka-assign doon. Yung mess tents and two barracks were attacked. Most Americans were hacked to death before pa nila makuha yung armas nila. Yung mga nakasurvive sa initial onslaught fought barehanded using kitchen utensils, steak knives, and chairs. May mga nakaligtas na sundalo from Company C sa atake and were able to retake Municipal Hall. They were able to arm themselves and fight back. Samantala, si Adolf Gamlin ay nagkamalay ulit and managed to secure another rifle na nag-cause naman din casualties sa mga Filipino. Dahil sa hindi inaasahang counter-attack ng mga Amerikano, Abanador ordered a retreat. On the other hand, sa insufficient numbers ng mga American soldiers at sa takot na baka mag-regroup ulit yung mga rebelde at umatake, yung mga surviving Americans led by Sergeant Frank Metron escaped by Barotto. Isa itong native canoes without riggers. Papunta silang base Samar, mga 20 miles away. Pagkatapos, bumalik yung mga balanggi ganon to bury their dead and then left the town. Si Captain Edwin Buchmiller, commander ng Company G ng 9th U.S. Infantry sa base, commanded a civilian coastal steamer from Tacloban. Sakay ng SS Pittsburgh with his men, pumunta sila sa Balangiga. Pagdating nila, the town were deserted. Yung mga bangkay ng Company C lay where they fell. Karamihan sa kanila may taga sa likuran. And then si Buchmiller and his men burned the town. Sa 74 member ng Company C, 48 sa kanila ang namatay at 26 naman ang nakaligtas. 22 sa kanila ang sugatan. Samantala, 28 Filipino died and 22 were wounded. Yung mga nakasurvive took 100 rifle with 25,000 rounds of ammunition. At nabalita pa ito mga bes, Este Najario, oo. Isa sa mga headline ng The Salt Lake Herald newspaper, quote-unquote, "Terrible defeat at the hands of Filipinos." Sa sobrang gulat ng publiko sa Amerika, many newspaper editors noted that it was the worst disaster suffered by the U.S. Army since Custer's last stand at Little Bighorn. Naku-research about it, basahin nyo yan mga misis, dahil we love colonizers getting a taste of their own medicine. O, divine. Deserve. Anyway, yung galit na galit na si Major General Adna Shafi, military governor for the unpacified areas of the Philippines, assured the press that, quote, "the situation calls for shot, shells, and bayonets, as the natives are not to be trusted." End quote. Itong si Shafi informed his officers that it was his intention, quote-unquote, to give Filipinos bayonet rules for years to come. Si then-President Theodore Roosevelt naman ordered Shafi,
"Hey, Bechangs! Wanna start your own podcast pero worried about what goes through the production process? Girl, if hindi mo pa naririnig, may I share with you Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Just download it via the App Store, Play Store, or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. Tapos meron silang creation tools doon that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right away. You also don't have to worry about the distribution on different platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and others dahil Anchor will do the job for you. Now back to the episode."
Quote unquote, the most stern measures to pacify Samar. So, noong April 22, 1902, yung retaliation ng US Army ay galing sa two field commanders na sina Brigadier General Jacob Howling Jake Smith and Marine Major Little Horn Waller. Later, malalaman nyo kung bakit may palayaw na Howling Jake itong putragis na to. After kasi ng massacre sa Balangiga, itong si Tandang Jacob issued his infamous Circular Number 6, which stated his plans on crushing all resistance on the island of Samar. He ordered, quote-unquote, "I want no prisoners. I wish you to kill and burn. The more you burn and kill, the better it will please me." Inutusan niya yung mga bata niya to reduce Samar into howling wilderness. To kill everyone 10 years old and above, capable of bearing arms. He stressed, "Every native will henceforth be treated as an enemy until he has conclusively shown that he is a friend." Sa Samar, binigyan niya ng authority yung mga subordinates niya to shoot all person on sight, not in uniform, acting as soldiers, and those committing or seeking to commit sabotage. Yung exact numbers killed or massacred by the US troops were unclear. Pero yung research ng British writer nung 1990s put a figure at about 2,500. However, Filipino historians believe that it was around 50,000. Anyway, si Major Waller received the suppressive campaign, "Kill All Over 10, noong November 1901 to January 1902. Pero si Waller countermanded it and told his men not to obey. Pero ang nakakatawa dito, dahil he was tried for murder sa execution ng 11 Filipino porters. Inakusahan niya yung mga porters ng mutinous behavior, nagtataguraw itong mga ito ng pagkain at supply. He ordered the execution of the porters, yung 10 pinagbabarel habang yung isa naman ay binarel sa ilog trying to escape. Yung mga bangkay were left sa square ng Lanang, now Lorente, as an example dun sa mga villagers. And then eventually, yung mga townspeople dinala yung mga bangkay sa town's burial. Sa 11-day span, ni-report ni Major Waller na yung mga sundalo niya burned 255 houses, slaughtered 13 carabaos, and killed 13 people. At hindi pa ito tapos, dahil ika nga nila, to put salt on the wound, yung mga Americans brought home yung church bells of Balangiga as war trophies. Yung smallest of the three Balangiga bells were turned over to the headquarters of the 9th U.S. Infantry in Camp Hove, Tongducheon, South Korea. It was believed na ito yung kampana na pinatunog during the Balangiga attack. Samantala, yung dalawang mas malaking kampana ay dinala ng 11th Infantry soldiers sa F.E. Warren Air Force Base sa Cheyenne, Wyoming. Both are displayed in Balangiga Memorial in its Trophy Park. Yung Pilipinas has been asking for the return of the bells as early as 1958. Nung si Jesuit priest Horacio de la Costa wrote a letter kay American military historian Chip Ward for this purpose. At pagkatapos, si then-President Fidel B. Ramos, yung kauna-unahang presidente, ang nakipag-negotiate dun sa US President na si Bill Clinton na isauli na itong mga bells. However, the return was stalled due to an apparent conflict in military laws. Noong 2017 naman sa SONA or State of the Nation Address ni Duterte, he asked the US to return the bells as they are reminders of the gallantry and heroism of our forebears who resisted the American colonizers and sacrificed their lives in the process. The next year, August 11, 2018, yung US Embassy in Manila announced na yung US Defense Department had notified the US Congress of its intention to return the bells to the Philippines. Pero walang eksaktong petsa ang sinabi. Yung ibang US veterans groups and lawmakers are opposed sa return ng bells. Dahil raw yung bells are seen of memorials nung fallen US soldiers. And then nung December 2018, after 117 years, yung 3 Balangiga church bells finally arrived in the Philippines. The refurbished bells were airlifted from American military base in Okinawa to Villamore Air Base in Manila. Pagkatapos, dinala ito sa Balangiga in Eastern Samar noong December 15. Simula noong 1989, yung mga residente ng Balangiga began referring to the event of September 28, 1901 as Balangiga Encounter. At sa Republic Act 6692, declaring September 28 as Balangiga Encounter Day, a special non-working holiday. Meron pang first commemoration, yung first reenactment of 1901 events. Yung reenactment, which lasts approximately 2 hours, began with the arrival of Company C. Establishment ng garrison, depredation inflicted upon the Balangigenos, yung pagplan ng attack, etc. Every year ito nangyayari from 1989 to 2018, concluded with a call to the return of the bells. I'm not sure kung may reenactment pa rin ngayon. Sa mga taga-Balangiga na nanonood, if ever meron, let me know sa comment section kung patuloy pa rin yung reenactment. So that's it for today's video. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Ako, para sa akin, this only proves na yung history is not chismis. Mm-mm. Alam ko ang cliche, pero totoo nga na we must learn from our past para hindi na ito maulit. Kaya naman, always fact-check everything you digest. Oo, kahit itong content na to, be. And always be a critical thinker. Hindi porket nakahain sa'yo at nakasanayan na, yun na yung tama. Yun na yung kakainin mo. So, diba? Ganun lang. Short and simple message. Charing! So, ayan. Thank you so much for watching and for subscribing, for commenting. Sana i-share nyo pa itong video na ito para mas marami pang makapanood. Uulitin ko lang kung meron kayong mga story na gusto nyong basahin ko or ikwento habang nagme-makeup. I-email nyo lang yan sa phtruecrime@gmail.com at abangan natin sa mga susunod na episode, Divine. Anyway, as always, please keep safe and healthy, and I'll see you guys on my next video. Bye!